101.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. Thousands of North Carolina residents are waking up this morning somewhere other than their own home, forced out by floods produced by Hurricane Matthew. And meteorologist Pedram Javaheri says it may be a while before things get better.
The flood condition is really not going to improve until at least later this week. We know some 3 million people underneath a flood watch across parts of eastern North Carolina in a state that has over 200 rivers and, of course, hundreds of tributaries and also streams and creeks.
The U.S. death toll from the hurricane is now 34. Donald Trump is turning away from the GOP infighting to once again train his sights on Hillary Clinton.
A vote for Hillary is a vote for more reckless foreign invasions, more Wall Street cheating, more terrible trade deals, and as confirmed just today by WikiLeaks, Hillary also wants to cut Medicare and Social Security. She wants to do that.
Speaking to a crowd in Florida, Trump called Clinton corrupt. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton's campaign has fresh concerns about the tenor of this campaign.
The campaign has gotten so nasty, so ugly. Hillary Clinton's team is now worried it might be turning off the voters that they need to win this thing, the folks that are just going to stay home. So the strategy now is to make this case that every single vote counts.
Correspondent Suzanne Melveaux. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has set out the guidelines for school systems to ask for a waiver of his executive order not to start the school year before Labor Day. Under Hogan's revised order, local school boards would have to hold a public meeting where the waiver application would be considered and approved. Montgomery County schools will be in just that position. The school board voted Monday to start the next school year in August. Montgomery County Executive Ike Leggett now confirms he will not be seeking re-election. Leggett had long hinted that he would retire after his current term, but now his decision apparently is official. After weeks of calls for him to step down, the Howard County Sheriff is doing so. Now the question is, where does the Sheriff's Department go from here?
Sheriff James Fitzgerald has been the target of a year-long investigation by the Howard County Office of Human Rights, which substantiated alleged racist and sexist comments made by him. County Executive Alan Kittleman was among those who pushed for this resignation to happen and says the application process is now open.
We have been in contact with the governor's office and his appointments office. So anyone who is interested in becoming the sheriff of Howard County, they can apply.
Governor Hogan will then make the appointment, which will last until the 2018 election. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Alexandria's mayor promises that the city is working on a plan to figure out how to stop raw sewage from flowing into the Potomac River. And Mayor Allison Silberberg says the city is going to ask Richmond for help paying for it. Right now, stormwater and sewage spill into Hunting Creek virtually any time it rains. A citizen of Bangladesh who now lives in Hyattsville has been charged with attempting to provide material support and resources to ISIS. 24-year-old Nalash Mohammed Das has been ordered held while he awaits trial. Prosecutors say Das was ready to carry out what he thought was an attack on a member of the U.S. military when he was arrested last month. The supposed attack was set up by a confidential FBI informant. Toyota is recalling 340,000 gas-electric hybrid Prius cars for a defect in their parking brakes. Toyota says it has received reports of crashes, injuries, and even deaths. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,129, the Nasdaq at 52,47. Sports, the Dodgers blow the lead, but then come back to beat the Nationals in Game 4, the deciding Game 5 of the playoff series tomorrow night here in Washington. The winner goes on to play the Cubs, who eliminated the Giants last night. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
But just, boom.
Weekdays 9 to noon.
Chris Plant.
Kicking some butt, taking names, and telling the truth.
On Washington's Mall, WMAL.
No kidding.
Where Washington comes to talk.
When visiting Cabinet Discounter's kitchen and bath showroom for the first time, many people say, wow, I didn't know you offered so many different products. Some are surprised by the high quality of our products, and yet others didn't realize we actually manufacture granite and quartz countertops in our own local plant. I'm Elaine Mick, inviting you to visit one of our 7 showrooms. Come on in or check out our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, and read some of the testimonials from our customers. Whether you need a major kitchen or bath remodel or just a new countertop or vanity, a free consultation with a Cabinet Discounters experienced designer will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters.
We have openings for kitchen design and sales in Virginia and Maryland. Check it out at CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Need your rugs cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to JoeHadid.com. Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 270 through Urbana, past 109 Germantown into Rockville. We have the volume, the morning stop and go through those stretches. In Olney, a little extra time, but I have a little bit better news too for you. On Georgia Avenue, south of 108, there's still accident activity. However, you can get through. Now, the crash southbound Georgia at Morningwood Drive pretty much contained to Morningwood Drive. So your lanes of Georgia Avenue are open. Now let's get you around the Beltway with our slowest stretches, Maryland, through Silver Spring to the Wilson Bridge, back before St. Barnabas Road, improving into Upper Marlboro. Accidents out of the way on inbound 4 as you pass 301. And Virginia, still struggling and trying to recover here with the crash and activity on 123 Gordon Boulevard, southbound before I-95. Big delays as a result for commuters trying to merge from Old Bridge Road onto 123. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good looking morning, and we should roll that right into the afternoon. A little cloud filtering our beautiful blue sky. 71. Overnight tonight, we're mainly clear, 55. Thursday, sunshine mixes with some afternoon clouds. A little south breeze coming in with a high of 74. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 37 in Gainesville, 51 in Bethesda, 51 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by VNF Office Products. Russia's foreign minister flatly denies accusations of tampering with the U.S. election. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 7:07. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry because you're smart and you enjoy a good time. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, KT McFarland at 7:35. And then at 8:05, David Martosko. He's with the Daily Mail and he is following, well, both campaigns. But today I think he's with the Trump campaign. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now is Joe Concha, who's the Hills media reporter, a good friend of this program. Good morning to you, Joe.
We're good friends now. Wow. I didn't know we elevated our relationship. Yeah, I feel the same way.
I feel a connection.
Now, look out. Brian's going to expect something at Christmas time.
Oh, well.
No, a nice card is all I need. All right, listen, yeah. Joe, here's the thing. We wanted to have you on because there seems to be, with all of this WikiLeaks revelations, thousands and thousands of emails are out there, and as we start to cull through them and look, we're finding some real evidence of a very, very cozy relationship between the Clinton campaign and certain members of the media. Let me start off, because there's so many places to start here, but let me start off with John Harwood of the New York Times. This was a guy who was a debate moderator in one of the Republican debates, and we now find out he had a very, very cozy relationship with the Clinton people.
Yeah, well, he also was, as you said, a moderator for CNBC. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's what I want to say to Dean Baquet, who is the New York Times executive editor, and to Mark Hoffman, who runs CNBC. When are you going to suspend or fire John Harwood?
Yeah.
Why isn't anybody asking that question? In other words, I do this all the time. There's bias in the media. There's collusion in the media. And then people like me talk to people like you. We complain about it, and it only gets worse. Mm. Why? Because there's no accountability. Zero. So I want to know when John Harwood is going to be given his walking papers. Because this is clearly journalism. It's a breach that we've never seen before, and we saw several examples of it yesterday. I want to know why he still has a job.
That's a great point.
I want to know why other media members are not asking why he still has a job.
Yeah, that's a very good question. I mean, just so people know what he did, apparently he wrote an email, and well, it's not apparently, it's right there, you can read it, where he actually goes on to advise the campaign as to how they should conduct their business.
That's not a journalism. If you're a journalist, for the New York Times, by the way, it's not like he's a blogger. Okay, that's not your job. And CNBC, he was made a debate moderator. He called Donald Trump's campaign a cartoon at the time and then bragged to his friends that he took on Trump.
Yeah.
How does he still have a job in this business? He shouldn't.
Well, so
why am I the only person asking this question?
Well, we asked the question ourselves this morning, and sadly, Joe Concha, I sort of answered my own question, and that is, I think it's because the media is the story here. Because who's going to call for CNBC to fire John Harwood? The New York Times, because they've got one of their star reporters implicated in this. Is CNN going to call for him to be stepped down? Well, no, because their own contributor Donna Brazile is also tagged in this. ABC News, well, no, because George Stephanopoulos also shows up in this. Politico, I can keep going. How many news organizations in this town covering the Clinton campaign have been exposed in these WikiLeaks emails? Joe,
I could answer, not the Hill.
Yeah, well, and that's why you're calling on them. There you go.
Exactly. But
go ahead.
Can we talk about Donna Brazile?
Yeah, let's talk about that. That's pretty egregious.
Okay, so she's a CNN employee at the time. She's a political analyst. She sends an email to the Clinton campaign communications director, Jennifer Palmieri, with a subject header. Forget the text of it. From time to time, I get questions in advance for town halls. And sure enough, a question that she passes along the next night is used during a CNN town hall that they did with TV1 and Roland Martin. And if she's saying time to time, this didn't just happen once. This obviously happened several times. How you define time to time? Periodically? That's plural. All right, so I want to know why CNN has yet to say, you know what, you're not welcome back in the network when you're no longer DNC chairwoman. You're fired. And I want to know why CNN isn't doing an internal investigation as to how questions are getting to Donna Brazile, who had nothing to do with the CNN town hall, and then she's passing it along to the Clinton Foundation. When I ask CNN, you conduct an internal investigation, I get no response. They have their media reporter investigating instead, which I'm sure he will do a fine job doing.
Yeah, well,
so what are we talking about here? She should be fired, and there should be an internal investigation, period, and it ain't happening.
Yeah, it is frustrating. It is. I mean, and then she's asked about it, and she goes out and makes a statement. I never passed on it. Well, I mean, the header in the email is, from time to time, I get an advanced look at the questions.
Yeah.
That's what that was the stated purpose of the email.
Oh. Right, and she deflects and goes on to blame Russia for the rest of her statement, which has nothing to do with the fact that however this got out, you own that. That is your email. What happened yesterday is just so horrible. I mean, it just on so many levels, all the examples that you gave. And as you said, since everybody's basically implicated except for the Hill, then who's going to call out for actual accountability? Because if there's no accountability, it's only going to get worse, guys.
Right. There's nobody watching the watchers. And Joe, sadly, I think it continues. You know, I said we started this morning with our show prep, and I did a quick Google News search on WikiLeaks. And all of the headlines that I'm seeing right now are not about what we learned yesterday in WikiLeaks and all of these news organizations who were in cahoots with the Clinton campaign. Instead, all the headlines relate to this statement made yesterday by John Podesta, the man who was participating in all of these emails. Listen.
I think it's a reasonable assumption or at least a reasonable conclusion that Mr. Stone had advance warning in the Trump campaign, had advance warning about what Assange was going to do.
Now, he's talking about Roger Stone, who used to work for the Trump campaign and still has a close relationship with them, claiming that it's a reasonable assumption or conclusion, as he corrected himself, that Roger Stone and the Trump campaign had advance notice of this and in some way was in cahoots with WikiLeaks and the Russian government, who they are blaming for this. So today's coverage of the WikiLeaks, Joe Concha, explain how this is the narrative, that it's all about linking Donald Trump and the Russians and implicating them with the hack.
It's the D word, guys.
The D word?
Right? Hey, don't worry about what you read in those emails. Let's talk about John Podesta's speculation.
Yeah.
It's somehow orchestrating all this.
Your phone's breaking up a bit, but I mean, is the media taking that ball and running with it because they're so easily led by the nose by John Podesta? Or is it because they prefer that narrative to the one that shows that they're working with the campaign?
Because they squirm otherwise, right?
Oh, it's intentional ignorance, right? It's just a matter of there's a better word for intentional ignorance, but I willful ignorance. Thank you. That's the problem here, right? They're purposely ignoring the story because they're trying to deflect away from their own imperfections. Because probably the people that are reporting on this are going to be found in one way or another if they already haven't to be in cahoots with the Clinton campaign. But yeah, John Podesta, he's the victim. We should all feel
well.
Sorry.
And that's the thing I wanted to ask you about. I mean, that's pretty rich, isn't it? I mean, here. The Clinton campaign people and the people at the State Department and the entire Obama administration has dragged its feet collectively every step of the way. They fought it tooth and tongue. We're not going to release these documents until a judge forces us to do it. We would probably have a lot of this stuff in the public domain if it had not been for the attempt to delete a bunch of emails and to not give out the emails that were there. And then they complain when they land up in another place. You know, if you're not going to follow the strictures of the law and provide these documents, I don't think you get to whine when they end up in the public domain another way.
I must have missed the part where how did the Access Hollywood tape end up in the hands of the Washington Post? No one seems to be complaining about that. They concentrated rightly on the tape and what was said. So you can't have it both ways.
See, this is why you're one of our good friends, Joe.
That's
Concha,
right.
Media reporter at The Hill.
We're not great friends.
Thank you, Joe. We greatly appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Give me your address so I can send you that 50-cent card.
You got it.
That's right.
Lose my number. Let the record reflect, as Joe Concha repeated multiple times, The Hill was not implicated in these scandals. Not yet.
It's 7:15 now, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
395, here we come off the Beltway slowing, and this goes most of the way into Shirlington due to a crash. It's been over on the shoulder for quite a while, but the flashing lights, the distraction. So little break there, and then you'll hit it again near the Pentagon to cross the 14th Street Bridge into town. Southeast, Southwest Freeway, each direction's just been the volume. I haven't had any incidents to report there. Wilson Bridge backups were near Route 5 Branch Avenue. Now, let's get you in through Gainesville. If you're trying to push north on 29, the problem this morning, the crash. Northbound 29 after Vint Hill before you get to 15. You're still under police direction. 66 bunched up in Manassas as you approach business 234. Had an incident reported. They were trying to get to the shoulder. In the Haymarket area on 15 north of 234. That's where we had a crash. They were stopping traffic each way. Now, for 270, volume with us. We're better. Route 4 passing Upper Marlboro past 301. Crash gone, and now we're starting to see some of that delay heading toward Dower House Road toward the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it looks like it's going to be a really, really nice week from now all the way to Sunday. Partly cloudy, 71. Tonight, 55. Tomorrow, 74. A lot of sunshine. Listen to the rest of the end of the week. Friday, plenty of sun, mid-60s. Saturday, mostly sunny in the mid-60s. Sunday, abundant sunshine, highs in the low 70s. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 50 degrees, 717 on WMAL.
Hi, my name is Bill Ridenour, president of John Marshall Bank. We're a local community bank with the right mix of banking solutions for your business. When it comes to your business, we have the answers. Visit johnmarshallbank.com.
.717 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. There's a lot of stuff to talk about in 2016 news. Listen, the Trump people have put out a campaign ad. It's not half bad, which is going to focus on Hillary Clinton's health issues. And it's going to run in heavy rotation in the battleground states. Here's a little sample of that ad that's now running.
Hillary Clinton failed every single time as Secretary of State. Now she wants to be president. Hillary Clinton doesn't have the fortitude, strength, or stamina to lead in our world. She failed as Secretary of State. Don't let her fail us again.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
So there you have it. And that's a shorter version of it, but it shows pictures of her being helped upstairs, of her coughing, and of course of that moment at Ground Zero where she passed out on the street.
Yeah. Oh, no. Brian. See, I was concerned you were going to do this, and I have to use my mainstream media talking points correction here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You said passed out on the street, and I've heard other people say she collapsed on the street or had some sort of attack on the street there at 9/11. Haven't you gotten the memo? Because I keep seeing it everywhere. They're referring to what happened there on the street in New York City at Ground Zero during the 9/11 commemoration as a stumble. Have you seen that? Oh, yeah, that's what they're all calling it now. Hillary Clinton had a stumble on the street because of her pneumonia.
Here's the thing. anybody in the on the planet can go to the internet and pull up that piece of video and judge for themselves what happened. It was not a stumble. You don't have to take my word for it. Use your own two eyes, look at what happened, and tell me what you think it is. She passed out. She had
it
to be,
was a stumble.
No, she was dragged into the van.
Well, and that's why I listen, a lot of people say, oh, it's so distasteful to use her health problems against her. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It's absolutely a valid consideration,
sure,
and we won't get stuck into that trap of the media, assuming that if you mention it, you're buying into a conspiracy theory. I think that it's good that Trump has this ad. It's very effective.
All right, so here's more 2016 news. It has to do with Al Gore. No, that's, yeah, I know, that seems like a past election.
It's Retread Tuesday, baby.
Al Gore was with Hillary Clinton yesterday, and they were talking, of course, about one of Al Gore's favorite topics, the fact that he actually got the popular vote in his election with George W. Bush, but actually was not, the didn't serve as president. And he says, look, I'm Exhibit A. He's still, I guess, a little upset about all that. I'm Exhibit A, why every vote counts. But then he started talking about global warming, and Hillary made this comment with regard to global warming and the recent hurricane which struck the East Coast.
Right now, the ocean is at or near record high temperatures, and that contributed to the torrential rainfall and the flash flooding that we saw in the Carolinas.
Yeah, hurricanes, when you have a hurricane, it rains. What she neglects to say is that there hasn't been a major hurricane hit any part of the United States in 11 years.
Yep, and this is after Al Gore, in Inconvenient Truth, predicted that hurricanes like Katrina were the new normal.
By the way, Al Gore, apparently global warming was making him sweat yesterday. Did you see this press
guy? Oh, yeah, it was the whole sweat act.
I mean, man, he was like, I mean, he was just drenched. He was doing the thing
like a preacher with the handkerchief on the forehead.
He sort of looks like his own planet these days, Al Gore does. So there.
You're saying that he's a little girthier than he used to be?
He picked up a few pounds somewhere.
Well, listen, $300 million made off of the climate change hoax industry can really buy you quite a few meals at Five Guys, and he's enjoying it.
Apparently so. It's now 7:20.
I would guess that more CO2, global warming, methane, greenhouse gases were emitted during Al Gore's speech yesterday than your SUV will ever dream of emitting.
There was a lot of hot air in Florida yesterday, I promise you. It's now 7:22.
LOL.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I won't argue with that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
So you got to get your house back to clean since the kids are back to school, and you know you can do it with Zero Res. You don't have to do it alone. Use Zero Res, the company I use to clean my carpets. They're ready to help you. They left my carpets looking brand new, smelling clean, and feeling soft. And not just my carpets, also my upholstery, too. And if you clean your carpets and upholstery now, that clean is going to last through the holidays. Zero Res is just that good. So why not take care of it now before, you know, the busiest time of year for Zero Res. I've asked Luis and his crew there, when do things get busiest? It's right before the holidays, because everyone wants to get clean before the holidays. So be smart. Clean up from your summer vacation now, and that clean's going to last through the holidays. And you'll also take care of all of those contaminants and allergens and pet accidents and dirt that are in your carpets right now, making you sneeze and cough. And the allergies are bad right now in the fall. Take care of it with Zero Res. Call them today. Ask for the WMAL Larry O'Connor special. They'll pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpet for only $49 a room. Minimums apply. Call them 703-382-1221, 703-382-1221, or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
A lot of pressure below my eyes and above my eyes. A whole lot of pressure with headaches, a lot of tiredness, just wanting to lay down a lot.
I was having a lot of sinus congestion. It just progressively got worse. I almost couldn't function.
That's Jennifer and Mary. Both have suffered for years with chronic sinus infections.
I actually went to several doctors. I got antibiotics, allergy shots, and nothing really seemed to work.
Now, their issues are gone. How? A minimally invasive procedure done in the office of Sinus Cure called balloon sinuplasty.
I feel great. My sinuses are completely clear. It was simple.
100% better. I would encourage anybody to have the procedure.
Do you suffer with chronic sinus infections, facial pain, pressure, congestion, headaches? Find out if balloon sinuplasty is the solution for you. Set an appointment today with Sinus Cure. Call 301-968-6618. 301-968-6618. That's 301-968-6618.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan.
He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Overwhelmed or fed up with investing for retirement all on your own? We can help. Listen every Saturday at noon to Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines.
It's 7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first at the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Baltimore, Washington Parkway this morning. It's just been about the volume each direction between 197, 198, nothing blocking. George Washington Parkway as well has been incident free. Better, 395. I know it's still slow trying to get into the Shirlington area, but the accident that had been on the shoulder for a while, I'm no longer seeing any flashing lights. So again, 395 off the Beltway, heavy. Now that volume will extend toward the 14th Street Bridge for sure. Now let's get to Haymarket where they've stopped traffic on 15 right near Log Mill Road. North of 234. It's stopped the traffic in each direction dealing with a crash. Update is brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Milder weather continues to come in. A few clouds with clear sky for the first part of the day. Partial clouds this afternoon, 71. Tonight clear, 55. Tomorrow sunshine with some clouds, 74. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 51 degrees at 727.
What's the deal with Barack Obama taking off his wedding ring when he shakes hands with people? There was a video circulated on Twitter yesterday where he appeared in Greensboro, North Carolina. And as he was walking toward a crowd that gathered to welcome him, you can see him slip off his wedding ring and put it into his pocket before he goes and shakes hands. Mm-hmm. And I guess he was doing the two-hand shake thing, because I didn't understand at first why he would need to do that, because you wear your wedding ring on your left hand, you shake hands on your right
hand.
Yeah,
but when you work a rope line, you're often reaching with both hands because people want to touch you.
Well, maybe Obama does that. I wouldn't do that. That's kind of creepy.
So you just shake with the right hand, right?
So, I mean, have you noticed in the past that Barack Obama has very skinny fingers? It's a very weird thing. Search for pictures of a Barack Obama wedding band. It sort of dangles. It's a weird thing.
It's loose, huh?
It's loose. He wears it very loose. Well, and I don't know if it's because he's not eating.
Well, that would explain why he might take it off. He's afraid he's going to reach under the crowd. Somebody's going to
pop it off.
Pop it right off and run with it.
I don't think Michelle's letting him eat, you know, a regular
meal. Well, he needs to eat a burger now and then.
He should. Really does, he does when she's out of town.
That's right. Know? When she turns his back, he goes straight to the burger.
When you were married, Brian, if I may take you back to those glory days.
Yes.
Did you ever take your wedding ring off for any reason?
At one time in Panama.
We might need to break through the news break. This is going to be an entertaining story.
I had a wedding band that had five diamonds in it. And I was down in Panama City, and there were riots, and it was a very rough day. It was the day that shots were fired less than a block from where George H.W. Bush was speaking.
I see.
And they just told us, don't go with any valuables in the street. Occasionally like that, I would do it.
All right, so it wasn't a late night.
No,
bar hopping scene.
But sadly, okay. I put the wedding ring in my bag that I was carrying, and we hired a guy on the street to work as our translator.
Oh, no.
And he ran off with the bag.
That's a good thing you thought. Safety first, I'm going to take this ring off.
That's right.
It's 729 on WMAL.
You and I are privileged to live in one of the greatest democracies in the history of the world.
And with great freedom comes great responsibility.
The time is upon us. If you want to remain fully free,
you must exercise your rights as a citizen.
The time has come for you to stand up and let your voice be heard.
So what do you choose?
Will you vote junk
or no junk?
If you
vote for junk, you don't have to do a thing. Junk is a virus. It spreads and multiplies all on its own.
But to vote no junk, you have to take action.
I have great news for you. Tom 1,
that's me.
And Tom 2,
at your service.
They've never been defeated.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Coming up in just a moment, we're going to talk to KT McFarland. It's straight ahead, right after the news, 7:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. North Carolina still struggling to deal with floods spawned by Hurricane Matthew. High water has swamped highways and forced thousands out of their homes.
The floodwaters, believe it or not, are still rising in some portions of the Carolinas here, particularly here in Lumberton, North Carolina, which was perhaps the worst affected by Hurricane Matthew. And you still see neighborhoods underwater. The residents here waking up in nearby shelters this morning, their lives on hold.
Correspondent Polo Sandoval. Meanwhile, Hurricane Nicole is now heading toward Bermuda as a Category 2 storm with top winds near 100 miles an hour. The National Hurricane Center says some strengthening is possible, and Nicole could be near major hurricane strength by later today. Donald Trump says he is now unshackled and blasting fellow Republicans for turning their backs on his campaign.
Trump rejecting the idea that his vulgar comments about forcing himself on women is a valid reason for his supporters to abandon him.
Well, locker room talk, and most people have heard it before, and I've had a lot of women come up to me and said, boy, I've heard that, and I've heard a lot worse than that over my life.
This, as more Republicans, particularly those in tight races, attempt to distance themselves from the nominee.
Correspondent Manu Raju. Montgomery County Executive Isaiah Leggett will not be seeking re-election. Leggett had hinted that his fourth term as county executive would be his last, but now he's made the decision final, revealing that decision to a group in Silver Spring over the weekend. A former Washington dentist has been indicted on charges that he sexually abused male patients after they were given nitrous oxide. 44-year-old Bilal Ahmed of Potomac now faces 14 felony counts of sexual abuse. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,129, the Nasdaq at 52,47. Sports, the Dodgers beat the Nationals in Game 4 of the Division Series in decisive Game 5 now tomorrow night here in Washington. The winner will face the Cubs, who stunned the Giants with a Game 4 victory in San Francisco. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I'm going to let you in on a secret. If you visit LyftDC.com, that's LyftDC.com, you can make money driving your own car. I could rattle off the reasons why drivers love Lyft, like how you get paid just for joining and earning weekly 20% bonuses and keep 100% of your tips, but let's be real. You want to hear it from a real Lyft driver, like Paula in Pittsburgh.
Well, to be honest, I started driving for the money, but what Lyft gives me that my other options can't is flexibility. As a busy mom, I need to spend time with my kids, so the opportunity to earn any time is priceless. And hey, I'm a people person. Lyft passenger fill my days with stories, laughs, music, and I get to help them out too, you know? It's more than a ride.
To join Paula on the road and take home hundreds in earnings bonuses and tips every week, apply at LyftDC.com. That's LyftDC.com today. Plus, for a limited time, new drivers get a $500 bonus after signing up. Terms apply.
Built for business. Waiting. No one enjoys it. With Comcast Business, you can do less of it. Because Comcast Business Internet is up to 5 times faster than DSL from the phone company, which means less waiting for things like security backups and file downloads. Plus, it's a better value when you select the fastest plan. So do what nearly 1,000 businesses do every day and choose Comcast Business. Unless you'd prefer to wait. Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add one voice line and TV for just $34.90 a month for 2 years. And ask about their low price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. That's 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10/31/16. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Send that energy hog of a heating and cooling system out to pasture and get a new one from Lennox and the stand-up guys from Snell.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Let's get you a new home comfort system, one that'll be energy efficient season after season. The Lennox systems installed by my stand-up guys come with lifetime warranties. It might be the last heating and air conditioning system you'll ever have to buy for your home. And with approved credit, we can even help you finance it with payments as low as $86 a month. And if that hasn't knocked your socks off yet, well, let me sweeten the deal. We'll add a 10-year parts and labor guarantee. You're totally covered until the year 2026. Heck, we'll probably have flying cars by then. And of course, that new furnace and air conditioner will be expertly installed by my stand-up guys.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Olney, Georgia Avenue southbound getting much better. Southbound Georgia Avenue south of 108 for the crash. Lanes of Georgia Avenue are open on Morningwood Drive. They still have the accident activity. Not seeing any delays, though, in that area. Now for 270 southbound, once you get past 109, you'll hit the slowdowns most of the way through Germantown and heading in through to Rockville, but nothing reported. Now, we'll go Virginia, where we've had the crash in Shirlington. It's been cleared, but delays back at the Beltway for 395. On 66, the volume in Manassas, Centerville, and getting to 66. Now, please tell me in Gainesville, or heading up into Gainesville, the crash is on the shoulder northbound on 29 after Vint Hill Road, but before 15, but a solid lineup, so you still need extra time for 29. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Milder weather continues to come in. A few clouds with clear sky for the first part of the day. Partial clouds this afternoon, 71. Tonight, clear, 55. Tomorrow, sunshine with some clouds, 74. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 51 in Alexandria, 41 in Damascus, 51 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
7:37. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. And, well, there's really no other reason to be listening to anything else. 8:05, David Martosko, Daily Mail, who's covering the Trump campaign. His name popped up in those WikiLeaks dumps, too. The Clinton campaign didn't want him covering them anymore. We'll tell you about that and talk to him. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now is KT McFarland, National Security Analyst. You can follow her on Twitter at KT McFarland. And you should, because you learn stuff. Hey, KT, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
All right, so we're talking about all this WikiLeaks stuff that is coming out. One of the things that that comes out is that is apparently some information about Hillary Clinton and her inability to vet all the refugees. Apparently, she says it's impossible to do so in one of these emails and one of these communiques, but that's not been her public statement on the fact.
Well, you know, talk to her own FBI director. He says that the issue is not if you find bad stuff about people. It's if no stuff exists to find.
Right.
And here's the problem. When a refugee comes to the United States and they want asylum, they want to have citizenship, they want to even just come in and stay for a while, you go back to where they're from and you go to the local police, you go to their neighbors and you say, okay, what about this person? Well, that doesn't exist in the case of the Syrian refugees because the local police station could be in the hands of ISIS because the neighbors, well, there probably aren't any neighbors left.
Right.
And so you don't have any information. And in fact, in Europe, for the most part, people will come in without paperwork. So there's no visa, there's no passport, there's no birth certificate. So when you say, what's your name? Oh, I'm Ahmed. I'm Ahmed from Raqqa. There's no way of checking, even if that's Ahmed.
Yeah.
Much less what is what he did when he was in Raqqa, if he was even in Raqqa.
But it is interesting that privately she says it's impossible, but publicly she has a very different position. Right.
She's a lady who's famous for saying, I have a public position and I have a private position.
That's right.
Why are you surprised?
I'm not surprised.
Well, and to that end, let me pick that up. I mean, again, you're going to be at a Nixon event coming up here. First of all, tell us about that, because I want to talk about what it was like in the Nixon White House and working with Henry Kissinger, because I would suspect sometimes they did have private positions that were different than their public positions.
Friday is the reopening of the Nixon Library in Yorba Linda, California.
Oh, I love that library.
And it's great, and it's going to be 100 times greater. And Henry Kissinger, who is arguably the most famous person of the Nixon era, the Nixon administration, the former Secretary of State, and the guy who really presided over the golden age of American diplomacy. He will be the keynote speaker, but he's 93 years old, so instead of giving a speech, I'm going to be interviewing him about
the
Nixon legacy and all of the things, the opening to China, arms control with the Soviet Union and detente, Middle East peace negotiations, and also the other various other wonderful things he did.
Well, you were in the room when so much of that happened, so let me ask.
Wait a minute. I was 18 years old, and I was actually getting coffee and doing the Xerox machine, so I'm not going to say that I was sitting at the table, but yes, I was in the room.
So, I mean, have you witnessed people at the highest levels of government having a private position that was at odds with their public position?
In a different way. I mean, Henry Kissinger was the master of secret diplomacy. For example, the opening to China didn't start out with a public speech saying, we're now going to have an opening to China, and Henry Kissinger's getting on the plane to go negotiate. It was a secret trip. The first one was a secret trip to feel out the Chinese leaders. Did they want to have a negotiation? If so, what? In addition, there were Middle East shuttle diplomacy that Kissinger conducted after the 1973 Yom Kippur War. That was public. You could see, get on the plane. He went to talk to Golda Meir, got back on the plane, and he went to talk to Sadat in Cairo. So what was in the negotiations, however, was private. So I think it's a very different thing. One thing is done to deceive and dupe the American people.
Yes.
And the other is to advance diplomacy, knowing that it's easier to conduct diplomacy in private than it is by giving a press conference and telling your position and the other guy's position every 5 minutes.
Thank you.
I'm very concerned about how things are deteriorating between the Obama administration and the Russians. And there've been some very, very vitriolic statements coming from Russian leaders and key players in the Russian media. And when you talk about Russian media, you're also talking about they are spokesmen really for the government.
Yeah.
And they've actually been talking about, well, maybe so.
Yeah.
But I get the impression that they are stepping things up. And what's the purpose of that?
I think there's a perception that no drama Obama is going to not rise to any occasion. He doesn't want any conflicts. He doesn't want any problems through the rest of his administration. And this is very much like Jimmy Carter in 1980, before the 1980 election, where other countries who do not have our best interests at heart, who want to grab from us, who want to take from us, who want to replace us, are all going to grab while they can, because they know there's no penalty. I mean, grab while the grabbing is good. And so the Russians are going to push us around in the Middle East. They're going to push us around in Europe. They're going to rattle our cages. They're going to try to interfere with our elections. The Chinese are doing the same in the South China Sea. The Iranians are doing the same by firing on U.S. vessels and buzzing U.S. aircraft. So I think it's a worldwide phenomenon. I don't just think it's the Russians. And here's why I'm nervous about it. I don't think anybody wants to go to war with us. I don't think we want to go to war with anybody. What I'm worried about is a miscalculation, that somebody, one of these countries, pushes a little too far and accidentally sets something off.
Yeah, and that's something to be concerned about. Well, listen, KT, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, KT.
And I'll be watching to see that event out at the Nixon Library. That'll be interesting to watch.
At some point in our history, we actually did have giants.
It is, and it's a great library in Yorba Linda, and it should be noted, one of the few presidential libraries, in fact, I think the only presidential library that took no public funds at all.
It is now 7:43. Thanks, KT.
You could get your flu shot where you buy diapers and cat food. Or you can just walk into Inova Urgent Care and get your flu shot with the confidence of having physicians on site. The quadrivalent flu shot protects against the four main flu viruses, twice as many strains as a traditional flu shot. Available at all 10 Inova Urgent Care locations across Northern Virginia. A proactive way to keep your family healthy. Just walk in or reserve your spot at Inova.org/UCC. Inova. Join the future of health.
You know, I've been talking about my friend Frank Prindle and the Associates of RE/MAX Allegiance for years now. I mentioned Frank's military service, his West Point education. You've heard about his no-risk guaranteed sales system, his ability to deliver results on time and for more money than other local agents with similar guarantees. With over 25 years in the D.C. metro real estate market, Frank's experience consistently delivers results for his clients. And by the way, he's a heck of a nice guy. That's why when Thomas received military orders to move out of the state, he called Frank Prindle. Thomas had just completed remodeling the kitchen of his Waldorf home and wanted to recoup his money. Well, Frank cranked up the marketing system and after one full weekend sold Thomas's home for well over list price. The nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Frank Prindle in the metro D.C. area out of thousands of agents. So, call Frank Prindle today. Here's the number, 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
It's 7:45. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We've been busy out west. Virginia on 29 northbound, trying to head into Gainesville. The crash after Vint Hill before you get to 15. Police tell me it's on the shoulder, but still watch for a lot of activity. Now, north of 66 on 15 in the Haymarket area, they've stopped all traffic. The crash north of 234 right near Log Mill Road. So patients heading through that stretch or try to avoid for a little bit of time. Now, around the Beltway through Annandale, normal slowdowns. On the inner loop will continue. Tyson's toward the Legion Bridge. Watch on the outer loop because you're at speed and have a report of a broken down car. Outer loop near Braddock Road before you get to 95, 395. So be very careful in that stretch. Inbound Suitland Parkway, we're stacking up here. I know the volume is just slowing to get past Alabama Avenue now because of a crash up ahead. Your delays are going to be quite sizable. They're back near Silver Hill Road. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking morning, and we should roll that right into the afternoon. A little cloud filtering our beautiful blue sky. 71. Overnight tonight, we're mainly clear, 55. Thursday, sunshine mixes with some afternoon clouds. A little south breeze coming in with a high of 74. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 51 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by VNF Office Products.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at vfop.com for more details.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette.
Terrific news, Washington. Things are so great in the District of Columbia that the council and the mayor are able to spend hours and hours debating and approving a package of anti-tobacco bills that tie into the anti-smoking totalitarian movement and further limit people's freedoms to purchase or use tobacco products and even non-tobacco products. Let me give you the details so that you can feel good about the priorities of your local Washington, D.C. government and the fact that everything else in the city is fine. So it's now time to crack down on a 20-year-old buying cigarettes. That's right. Brand new anti-tobacco bills, including increasing the minimum age to buy tobaccos from 18 to 21. So I just want to be clear here. The Democrats in Washington, D.C. are all in favor of sending a 20-year-old Marine over to Iraq to die at the hands of ISIS. But if he's here in D.C. getting ready to go over and die at the hands of ISIS, he can't have a cigarette to relieve the stress. Good to know. Good to know. They can vote, but they can't smoke a cigarette or purchase a cigarette. Even more infuriating, the restrictions that currently hold in the District of Columbia against cigarette smoking in restaurants, schools, public buildings, those will now be extended to electronic cigarettes as well, which are non-tobacco products, of course, but that doesn't matter because it looks strange to people and they don't like it.
Well, what about marijuana?
Nothing about marijuana yesterday.
Hmm.
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, I mean, so
it was all about tobacco.
The e-cigarettes, you can't buy them until you're 21. You can't use them until you're 21. Tobacco, you can't use till you're 21.
Oh, you can't have pot until you're 21 either.
Oh, really?
There's an age restriction on marijuana. Yeah, that was part of the package of decriminalizing marijuana that was passed with the initiative. That stays.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to know that they're consistent.
I suppose. I mean, there is a consistency with regard to marijuana and alcohol at the age of 21, because there's a case to be made that there's a mind altering aspect to that
impairment,
that is quite dangerous. Right. But whatever the whatever your mind. However your mind gets altered by tobacco or nicotine, it's basically akin to, I would guess that you could get a triple espresso at Starbucks and have more of a buzz than you're going to get from your typical nicotine hit on a cigarette. And I'm not a smoker. I haven't smoked cigarettes since I was 19 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But I just find, I find it remarkable that politicians and elected officials are constantly looking at new ways to take away people's freedoms and rights and take away their responsibilities, because they just can't be trusted.
It's 7:50.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. If you're driving behind a bus, allow a greater following distance than if you were driving behind a car. It'll give you more time to stop once the yellow lights start flashing. It's illegal in all 50 states to pass a school bus that is stopped to load or unload children. The area 10 feet around a school bus is the most dangerous for children, so stop far enough back to allow them space to safely enter and exit the bus. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Hear that? No, it's not your stomach rumbling. It's your engine overheating. When your vehicle's cooling system isn't working right, bad things can happen, threatening the life of your engine. Don't let this happen to you. When it comes to radiator coolant exchange, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also replace filters, exchange transmission fluid, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
Who can make your house right and keep it nice and tight? The Windowman can.
Are you considering replacement windows by Pella or renewal by Anderson? Stop. Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, is made of 100% Altrex fiberglass and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow. TheWindowMan.com dares you to compare this industry leader to any other window on the market. Once you do, you'll see just how superior Marvin's Altrex fiberglass window truly is. The Infinity offers the classic traditional look of wood, 8 times the strength of vinyl, and more natural light with larger glass space and smaller profiles. And through October, you will receive a $500 discount on Marvin Infinity window orders. Schedule your free estimate by calling 703-978-9888. 703-978-9888. The Window Man. No games, no gimmicks. They educate, you decide. See us for saving details.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. When it's time for you to sell, do what hundreds have already done. Vote your pocketbook and choose the number one hybrid agent in the DMV. Remember, we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Money doesn't come with instructions. That's why my wife Jean and I started Edelman Financial Services. At Edelman Financial, we're committed to serving your best interests. We started operating that way 30 years ago, and today we still do it the same way. Jean and I invite you to take advantage of my straightforward, common sense approach to financial planning to help you prepare for retirement and achieve all your financial goals. Come, let us help you with your financial planning and managing your investments, just as we've helped 30,000 other people just like you. We have 6 offices in Maryland and Northern Virginia, and you'll enjoy spending time with an Edelman financial planner. Just call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Time to check and see how your money's doing. Chuck Kamlick is standing by at the news desk at CNBC. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning. Now, some investors are going to cash out a little bit this morning. Futures point to a lower open. But the minutes from the last Federal Reserve meeting are out this afternoon. Investors will take that fine-tooth comb, sort through, find out when interest rates might go up, and that could give the markets a nudge one way or the other later on today. A couple of deals in the books this morning. Did you know that Newell, the company that owns Rubbermaid, also owns a tool business? Stanley Black & Decker knew, and they're buying it for close to $2 billion cash. All-terrain vehicle maker Polaris buying Transamerican Auto Parts for $665 million. Transamerican makes the parts for off-road SUVs. Samsung will make $2.3 billion less than expected this quarter because of that Galaxy Note phone fiasco. It's going to be hard to cut oil prices this way. The Energy Journal says OPEC pumped out a record 33.4 million barrels of oil each day last month. And mortgage applications fell 6% last week thanks to a big drop in demand from homeowners for a loan refi. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
It is now 7:55 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through Landmark, Van Dorn Street. If you're heading northbound toward Duke Street, that's where you have the crash. That's before you get to Landmark Mall, so a little extra time for 395. Pretty much solid lineup right as you come off the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. The accident that had been major culprit in Shirlington, now gone. The Beltway as you come out of Springfield, slow each direction. Outer loop past Telegraph, inner loop in through Annandale. Still struggling a bit trying to get through and into Gainesville. Recovering from the earlier crash. Northbound 29 north of Vint Hill and 15 north of 234 near Logmill for the accident. 270, you've just been about the volume for you this morning. Update is brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue. Come celebrate the 75th anniversary of Dickie's Barbecue with a special anniversary combo meal that includes a pulled pork sandwich, delicious coleslaw side, and limited edition anniversary cup for just $7.50. Now this combo deal is here the whole month of October. Visit Dickies.com for the Dickie's location nearest you. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A few clouds around this morning. Good driving weather right into the afternoon. We'll see partial clouds, 71. Tonight, 55 and clear. On Thursday, sunshine with some afternoon clouds. A south breeze, a little milder, 74. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 51 degrees. It is 7:56.
When you're buying a new roof, a competitive price is crucial. But the real difference is quality. And New Look Home Design is a proven quality leader. That's why 94% of our customers say they'd hire us again. Discover the benefits of having New Look install your new roof this fall. Right now, New Look's lenders are offering all qualified customers 0% financing on their new roof. So don't wait. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
I'm going to let you in on a secret. If you visit LyftDC.com, that's LyftDC.com, you can make money driving your own car. I could rattle off the reasons why drivers love Lyft, like how you get paid just for joining and earning weekly 20% bonuses and keep 100% of your tips. But let's be real. You want to hear it from a real Lyft driver, like Paula in Pittsburgh.
Well, to be honest, I started driving for the money. But what Lyft gives me that my other options can't is flexibility. As a busy mom, I need to spend time with my kids. So the opportunity to earn anytime is priceless. And hey, I'm a people person. Lyft passengers fill my days with stories, laughs, music, and I get to help them out too, you know? It's more than a ride.
To join Paula on the road and take home hundreds in earnings bonuses and tips every week, apply at LyftDC.com. That's LyftDC.com today. Plus, for a limited time, new drivers get a $500 bonus after signing up. Terms apply.
Hey friends, I'm Eric Stewart, the host of The Eric Stewart Show with exciting news. My wildly popular free seminar on how to sell your home for top dollar is returning to Tyson's Corner and North Bethesda this month. Hear the market outlook, find the best time to sell your home, get tips on ridding clutter out of your house, and discover the improvements that will make you money. Learn where to put a dollar in to get $2 back. You can register at ericstewartgroup.com or call 1-800-900-5377. Again, 800-900-5377.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here. If you owe the IRS, they want their money now, and it's their right to get it. The truth is they would rather settle for less than bother you more, and that's why they've launched the Fresh Start program to help solve your tax problem once and for all. You could now qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. No one knows this program better than the attorneys at Optima Tax Relief. They will fight to get you the best settlement.
Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
To all the men and women that serve our country,
we'd like to thank you for your service.
For all you do to keep us safe.
Thank you for all you do for our country.
Thank you! Brought to you by ARS Rescue Reuter. Thank you for keeping us safe.
Coming up on WMAL.
The latest on the presidential campaigns with David Martusko from the Daily Mail.
And there are a whole lot of new details that are coming out via WikiLeaks, and you're not going to believe about the cozy relationship between the media and the Clinton campaign and how much help